In 1981, Big Blue would head into the final game of the regular season, needing a win against the Dallas Cowboys for their first playoff berth in 18 years.
We've always fallen short. We've never made it to the postseason. But you know what? We're going to make the postseason. And you know those Dallas Cowboys? We're going to beat those son of a guns this year. That was the time that we came of age.
In overtime, Joe DiNello would kick the Giants back into the postseason.
Good! The Giants win! The Giants win! The Giants win!
In their championship season of 2007, the underdog Giants would travel to Dallas for the NFC divisional playoff game, where they showed the football world that they were peaking at just the right time.
That was the biggest game for us that year. I mean, I think it was even bigger than the Super Bowl because the fact that the Cowboys were such a rivalry to us. They had beat us twice that year, and they embarrassed us. So when we got a chance to play them again, it was like, you know, this is it.
Back to throw, swings one left, wide open Schumer at the Cowboy 40. Sheds the tackle, down the left sideline, 30. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Amani Toomer! And the New York Giants have knocked off the number one seed in the NFC, and they win the ballgame 21-17.
This classic rivalry would reach new heights in the Giants' championship season of 2011. The Giants would find themselves with their backs against the wall, needing a desperate win in Dallas to keep their playoff hopes alive. Trailing by two scores late in the fourth quarter, Eli Manning would once again lead the Giants' comeback.
He's back to throw. He looks middle. He throws middle to the goal line. Touchdown, Jake Ballard.
Eli Manning is doing the impossible again.
Despite these late-game heroics, a Dallas field goal would still tie the game in the final seconds of regulation.
And now Dan Bailey will try to tie this up with a 47-yarder from the left half with 6 seconds to go.
What a game.
Snap is good again. Kick on its way, and it's blocked! Blocked by the Giants! And it bounds into the end zone and through the back of the end zone, and the Giants will win it! Jason Pierre-Paul, JPP. And the New York Giants have saved their season!
3 weeks later, the scene would shift to MetLife Stadium. But the stakes were the same. With the NFC East title and a playoff berth on the line, the Giants and Cowboys would clash in the final game of the regular season. And en route to their fourth Super Bowl championship, the Giants would blaze to the finish line.
Cruz has got it. Down the left side, when he goes. Across midfield to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Victor Cruz. 74 yards, and he's done it again. And they're celebrating in the aisles at MetLife Stadium. The New York Giants are the NFC East champions.
Throughout the history of this great matchup, there have been many memorable moments. But in Week 12 of the 2014 season, Odell Beckham Jr. would raise that rivalry and take it to a new level in rarefied air.
Rolls right, throws a deep ball down the right sideline. It's a jump ball. Odell Beckham Jr. made the catch with one hand for the touchdown. Wow, what a catch by the rookie.
Wow, ridiculous. He was literally parallel to the ground when he pulled that in.
That is a difference maker, folks.
Let's go! Let's go!